ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Text 36. Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Imamahihi Jaho Swatanva Shravaniya Satkathaha Tada Hareva Pratibuddha Chetasa. यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानिमां महिं जहौ सतन्वा श्रवणीय सत्कथः तदा हरे वा प्रतिबुद्ध चेतसाम् अभद्रहेतुः कलिरन् वर्तत यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानिमां महिं जहौ स्वतन्वा श्रवणीय सत्कथः तदा हरे वा प्रतिबुद्ध चेतसाम् अभद्रहेतुः कलिरन्व वर्तत। यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानिमां महिं जहौ स्वजन्वा श्रवणीय सत्कथा प्रतिबुद्ध चेतसा अभद्रहेतु कलियन्व वर्तता यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानि मां महिं जहौ सत्वन्वा श्रवणीय सत्कथा तदा हरेर्वा प्रतिबुद्ध चेतसाम् अभद्रहेतुः कलिरन्व वर्तत यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानि मां महिं जुहो स्वतन्वा श्रवणीय सत्कथा तदा हरे वा प्रतिबुद्ध चेतसा अभद्रहेतु कलियन्व वर्तत यदा मुकुन्दो भगवानि मां महिं ജഹൗ സന്ത്വന്മാ ശ്രവണീയ സത്കഥ തദാ ഹരേവാ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ ചേതസാം യദാ മുകുന്ദോ ഭഗവാനി മാമഹേം ജഹോ സതന്വാ ശ്രവണീയ സത്കഥാ തദാ ഹരേർവാ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ ചേതസാം അപത്ര ഹേതു കലിയന്വ വർത്തത. യദാ മുകുന്ദോ ഭഗവാനി മാമഹീം ജഹോ സ്വതന്വാ ശ്രവണീയ സത്കഥാ തദാ ഹരേവാ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ ചേതസാം യദാ മുകുന്ദോ ഭഗവാനി മാമഹീം ജുഹോ സ്വതന്വാ ശ്രവണീയ സത്കഥാ തദാ ഹരേവാ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ ചേതസാം അഭദ്രഹേതോ കലിമന്വനന്തര. യദാ വെൻ മുകുന്ദഃ ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഭഗവാൻ ദ പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഹെഡ് Imam, this Mahim, earth, Jahu, left, Swatanva, with his self-same body, Shravaniya Satkatha, hearing about him is worthwhile. Tada, at that time, Aha Eva, from the very day, Aparati Buddha Chetasam, of those whose minds are not sufficiently developed, Abhadra Hetu, cause of ill fortune, Kalihi Anuvartata, Kali fully manifested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. When the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, left this earthly planet in His self-same form, from that very day, Kali, who had already partially appeared, became fully manifest to create inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with poor fund of knowledge. Purport. The influence of Kali can be enforced only upon those who are not fully developed in God consciousness. One can neutralize the effects of Kali by keeping oneself fully under the supreme care of the personality of Godhead. The age of Kali ensued just after the battle of Kurukshetra, but it could not exert its influence because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord, however, left this earthly planet in His own transcendental body, and as soon as He left, the symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as were envisioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir, prior to Arjuna's arrival from Dwarka, began to manifest. And Maharaj Yudhishthir rightly conjectured on the departure of the Lord from the earth. As we have already explained, the Lord left our sight just as when the sun sets, it is out of our sight. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాన్ సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమాం వందే శ్రీగురో దీనతారినం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యీశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సిక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సీనియర్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఇన్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఫార్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో వీఆర్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. టిల్ నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ హౌ అర్జున హీ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ ద్వారకా అండ్ నౌ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ టు యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ హిజ్ యునో this impending news about Krishna's departure, and he remembered his intimate dealings with him, and then now the last couple of verses he's remembering the teachings of Lord Krishna, and then from next verse onward it will be like Yudhishthir Maharaj and the Pandavas, they start acting on those teaching, like their departure starts. So in this particular verse is a nice point mentioned. Prabhupada mentions that when the Kali appeared, he became fully manifest when Lord departed, and it created inauspicious conditions for those who are endowed with poor fund of knowledge. So I would like to share a story of a place, and I'll be asking some questions, okay? So it's like, just be ready. So once upon time, on Earth planet, everything was very nice, And then the rains were in the proper time, only in night. The cows were full of milk, and there was no scarcity. People were happy, So which time was that? Satyuga. And then suddenly what happened? And it continued till some time, even till point of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And suddenly what happened? People started getting disturbed, Food was being sold, water was being sold. There were quarrels even for non-existence issues. And hypocrisy crept in. What had happened? Kali Yuga started. Yes, so Kali Yuga started. What are the symptoms of Kali? Quarrel and hypocrisy. So, all these inauspicious things started happening for all living entities. And then, there was a merciful personality who took a pity on all these, troubled souls getting fried left and right. And then what he did? He opened a hospital. Any guess? Mahaprabhu, yes. But then it was just limited to India. It was some more, you know, extension of that hospital. Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada opened a hospital, and in that hospital, it did not look like a hospital. And these conditioned souls, they were troubled by various, you know, these pangs of material elements. They were loitering around, and these branches of this hospital were, you know, everywhere, here and there, all the places. And suddenly when they used to pass through this, you know, hospital, people started feeling little, you know, soothing. Like in a desert, we have this Marusthal, what they call oasis. They have a little water there in a desert. So same way, these people in the world who are getting fried by this inauspicious Kali, they started, you know, getting some nice breeze. So they started, you know, peeping in, you know, what's there. And they saw there's a nice, you know, nice atmosphere here. There is somebody, you know, standing there, you know, playing flute. You know, devotees are like, you know, the people around in the hospital, they are jumping, dancing. So what was those hospital branches? ISKCON, temples all over the world. And then this hospital was so nice that for the people who did not come to the branch, they had their van, you know, emergency van going out every Friday, you know, in LA, you know, and inviting them. So what was that? What is that, rather? Sankirtan movement, right? So now, the glory of this hospital was, see, whoever is sick, they have this experience. The problem, like, the sickness is a problem, and then when the doctor, for them, the bigger problem is to know the root cause. Everybody agrees? So if I have a disease, so more than a treatment, the first step is I should know the root cause of that disease. Because unless I know root cause, you know, doctor won't be able to treat it unless the doctor knows the root cause. Agree? We need to know root cause. But these conditioned souls, they are such an, you know, in such a precarious condition, they were thinking themselves healthy, and they were not knowing that itself was a root cause of their misery. And this expert, merciful doctor, Srila Prabhupada, told them that. And the root cause was, any guess? Avidya, yes. And then pride, yeah. And in this particular context, we can take as, you know, desire. So all of us, we heard this word desire, right? Have we heard, before coming to Krishna consciousness, material desire? We have heard material, we have heard desire. Have we heard material desire coming to Krishna consciousness? I have a desire to enjoy, you know, wine. I have a, you know, desire to enjoy, you know, meat eating. But when Prabhupada came, what he said? This is material desire. This is a disease. We have heard word, you know, gratification. Have you heard sense gratification? We are just doing it. Right? Before coming to Krishna consciousness, all of you are doing sense gratification, but we never heard that sense gratification, this material desire, is the root cause of our inauspiciousness. Prabhupada very mercifully told us that we have to, Prabhupada quoted this, Krishna bhuliya jiv, bhogavancha kare, nikatastha maya tare, japatiya dhare. So japatiya means, like, you know, if you see in the animal kingdom, you know, they say the lion or, you know, tiger, they sit behind, you know, some bush or something, and when the prey is in their reach, they just pounce on it, you know, without even, like, you know, in fraction of second, you know, that particular animal is in, you know, the lion's, you know, mouth. So same way, when we have this desire, you know, forgetting Krishna, you know, then what happens? Maya captures us immediately, you know, japatiya dhare. So now, Prabhupada, like, we'll go in little more depth of this, you know. So the root cause of this inauspiciousness is desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. Agree? So the root cause of our inauspiciousness. All the problems is desire to enjoy separate from Krishna. Now, how this desire comes? Said that we generally, like, you know, we have this knowledge acquiring senses and we keep gathering information. Like, we see something, I see a nice, you know, ice cream, I get a desire, I want to eat it. There is a new iPhone model, I want to have it. So initially it starts with first we get this inputs from the senses, and then initial comes a thought, you know, a desire. And when we contemplate on that desire, the next step happens is we develop feeling, attachment for it. We want to have it. You know, we want to do, you know, have that, you know, particular thing. And then we act on it. I go and purchase ice cream. And then when I keep engaging in that action again and again, what happens? We form a habit. And when we keep that habit, the next thing what happens is, if we keep acting on those habits, it becomes our tendency or character. Right? And the character, when everybody around us have the same character, that becomes destiny or culture, the culture of whole society. So this material world, everybody had this impure desires, and then everybody started acting on that, and then everybody got habituated to it, and then it became their character, and it's the culture now. You know, marijuana is legal in many states. Previously, it was considered wrong even by, you know, everybody, common mass. But now it has become legalized. I was reading news, they are even considering making prostitution legal. So what is meaning? That people are acting on this inauspicious, you know, material desires, and it's just becoming a culture. Now, the reason they give is that, you know, see, you know, we cannot anyway deal with it. We have to accept reality. So there is not even, you know, space in prison. So better, you know, make it legalized. But no, you know, Srila Prabhupada very strongly said, this is like, you know, he said, you know, I have the medicine. There is a famous interview, like, you know, somebody said, you know, how to make this, how to control this crime rate. Some police chief was talking to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, give us enough resources, we'll do mass food prasadam distribution, mass book distribution, and sankirtan, there won't be any crime. Because Prabhupada had that medicine. Now what happens is that most of us, we were like, you know, initial our analogy goes, we are, you know, moving around in this hot material world, getting fried left and right. And then we get, you know, nice prasad or, you know, nice philosophy, nice association. We come to Krishna consciousness. Any of us, Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante maam, yejana, janito sukrito arjuna, artho, artharthi jigyasu, jnani cha, bharatra sharva. So this last category, jnani, is very rare. Hardly few. You know? Most of the people are coming because they are frustrated. Agree? Yeah. So when they come, their frustration goes. So when somebody comes in hospital, their initial relief is there. And then what happens is that then the tendency of mind creeps in of, you know what, doing something else. So what happens during, you know, hospital, there is a queue, like, you know, and then sometimes the treatment is little long, takes some time. And then the patients are waiting even for a doctor also, you know, there is a long queue, especially in, you know, India, right? If the doctor is famous, you have to wait a couple of hours. So this patient, they keep chit-chatting with each other. And so one patient tells to other, you know, hey, you know, this is something new, I'm trying out this. The other patient says, yes, yes, yes. And over a period of times, in, you know, unfortunate cases, what happened? Instead of consulting the doctor, the patient themselves keep chit-chatting and come to some conclusion, and they go away from the hospital. So that is like somebody coming to ISKCON, get an initial relief, and then, you know, hey, you know, I found a nice business partner, you know, this is, you know, devotee is such a nice community, I can expand my business, you know, very trustworthy. And then they do that and they go away. So unfortunately they missed the point. They forgot to meet a doctor. They, amongst themselves only, they came to some other conclusion and went away. Another category is that the patients, you know, those who are a little more sincere, they meet the doctor. Then amongst the patient, they keep discussing, hey, you know, you are more sick than me. You know? No, you are more sick than me. You have this disease, you have that disease. That is like what? Amongst devotee, we tell, you know, he has so many anarthas. You know, I have, you know, two less than him. Or, you know, he has this fault. He has that fault. We have to understand that all of us are patient. Somebody may be in ICU, somebody may be on ventilator, somebody may be on, you know, physical therapy. So, depending on individual anarthas, it will take some time. Agree? But, if we just keep pointing that, oh, this patient, that patient, he has more disease than me, again we are missing the point. So this is like, you know, fractions amongst devotees. This is also cause of, you know, again, you know, problem. It's we are not taking the medicine. So, and then the third thing is that many times we forget when the time goes on, and then when we are in this, you know, oasis, things are so nice. Like as is mentioned in this, you know, verse, the material pangs, you know, the effects of Kali, quarrel, hypocrisy, you know, they get eradicated. You know, everything is so nice. And then what happened? We forget to take medicine after some days. Because now I feel healthy, right? How many of us have this experience? When you, like, you know, you are sick, we start medicine. Doctor says this course is, say, 15 days. You have to take. After 3 days, we feel nice and we stop taking medicine. How many have done this? You have done this, right? Now I am feeling good, right? Why I need to take medicine? So same way, in Krishna consciousness, what do? After a couple of years of practice, we stop taking medicine. We forget what medicine, we forget even what was medicine. That bottle is somewhere. What was medicine? What medicine Prabhupada gave? 16 rounds, 4 regulative principles. Taking shelter of holy name. What Prabhupada said? What will please him the most? If we love Krishna. And then, unfortunately, what happens is that during period of time, over a period of time, because this material pangs are substituted, because we came to this hospital to get relief from material pangs, we are not looking for a medicine, we forget to take medicine only. Like suppose, you know, I'm riding a scooter and, you know, I fell down. And then there is a, you know, merciful shopkeeper. He just comes out, picks me up, you know, gives me some water, brings me in, makes me sit. So, and then we are in that shop now. Do we went to that shop to purchase anything? No. Just because we, you know, we wanted some relief, that fellow helped us, we are in that shop. Same way, as initially we mentioned, apart from Gyanis, nobody comes to ISKCON to know about Krishna. Everyone comes to get relief. So once the relief comes, we forget to take the medicine. And we also forget to know what is the product this, you know, shop is offering. What product Prabhupada has come to give, the holy name. So we have to keep ourselves, you know, reminding. And these verses from Bhagavatam, they are, you know, for that. So Krishna's, so till now everybody clear? So the product, the medicine which Prabhupada is offering is holy name. And then that is the only remedy to remove this inauspiciousness. Krishna's one of name is Ashubha Ashaya Dhumaketu. No? Ashubha Ashaya Dhumaketu. So Ashubha means inauspicious. Ashaya means inclinations. And Dhumaketu means that, you know, destroys. So Krishna is one. When we take his shelter, he will destroy all inauspicious inclinations in our life. So this Krishna's, you know, accessibility is given to us through this chanting of this holy names. And then what happens is that when we start practicing, we take this chanting little bit for granted. We chant every day. Nam namakari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpitanya mitasmaranena kalah eta drushi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi duradeva midrishamiha janina anuragah. So first two verses we take very seriously. No, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting. I can chant while walking, while jumping, while you know, going to purchase my, grocery, wherever I want. So what happens? Familiarity brings contempt. I tend to take this chanting seriously. First thing, for improving japa, is to be convinced that my chanting needs improvement. Okay. First thing, to improve our japa, to improve taking shelter of holy name, is to be convinced that my chanting needs improvement. If we are not convinced of this fact, there is no point of improvement itself. We will always feel, my chanting is, just perfect. And another thing, it said, Krishna and his holy names, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuddho, Nitya Mukto, Abhinnatvam, Nama Namina. His names and Krishna are non-different. So we cannot master the art of chanting. Every day we need to approach it in a humble spirit, taking shelter of it. One day my chanting can be very good, but next day we can see, even if we are in the same posture, trying to read the same, inspiring quotes, it will go down. Why? If our mood is not of that, humbly approaching, then is Krishna. We cannot control Krishna. Same way. So therefore, we have to make sure that we take our chanting that is the root cause. So any time in our life, if we see Kali entering, if there is dissatisfaction, quarrel, hypocrisy in our life, be sure, understand, root cause is inattentive chanting. Because if we take shelter, like as here mentioned in this verse, if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna's care will alleviate all this Kali Yuga symptom. There is a nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Sanatana Goswami was asking Lord Chaitanya explanation on this Atmaram verse. He says, Hari Shabda Nana Artha Dui Mukhyatam Sarva Amangala Hare Prema Diya Hare Man. There is this Hare in that verse, Atmaram verse come. He has many meanings, but two are most important. One is what? Hare means he will take away all inauspiciousness from your life. And second is he will award the love and shelter at his lotus feet. So if we chant nicely, we are going to expect this two effects. The devotional service, one of the six characteristics is Shubhada, is all auspicious. So since we are talking about inauspiciousness, so when we perform devotional service, it has to give all auspiciousness. And if it is not happening, that means something is wrong from our side. So there are so many nice Vaishnava songs actually, which remind us how we should pray to holy name, how we should be in proper consciousness. So this is and get rid of this effect of Kali. How many of us know? Kali kukura kada jadi chaho hai Kali yuga pavana kali bhaya nashana Sri Sachinandana gao hai. If we want to get rid of the dog-like personality of Kali, what you do? Sri Sachinandana gao he. We should chant, loudly the holy names of Lord Chaitanya. He is so merciful. There is another, and there are so many Vaishnava songs, beautiful. Another, beautiful song, it says, Prabhutava pada yuga mora nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidyadhana jana nahi magi swargara moksha nahi magi nakare prarthana keno vibhuti ralagi. So he speaks about our desires. What I don't want, you know. Nahi magi desu. I don't want bodily comforts. No, I don't want vidya, you know, like material knowledge, vidya dhana, aishwarya, like, you know, money. Vidya dhana, I want, you know, this jana means, you know, popularity, name, fame, glory, same old story. I don't want that. And then, nahi maga swarga sukha. You know, I don't want, you know, the heavenly planets. Nahi magi swarga sukha. Moksha nahi magi, liberation I don't want. Then what he says, I don't want any vibhuti na kore, prarthana keno vibhuti ra lage. Because all these are inauspicious desires at the end of day, right? We may get some titling pleasure. Then it says, Nija karma di doshe je janme paya, janme tava nama gunagaya. That, whichever birth I am, let me chant your holy name. Again, you know, the medicine. Remember the product which Prabhupada is giving, the holy name. Then what he says? Ehi matra ashamama tomara charane ahai toki bhakti jage jage anukshane vishaye be priti habe achaye amara sei mata priti haike charane tomara. This particular stanza, I personally like. It says, O Lord, the attraction and attachment, the love which I have for material object, let I have the same love for you. Just see, if this comes true, this earth will be Golok Vrindavan. Everybody has so much attraction for material things. And what he is saying, let the same intensity of attraction I have for this, you know, material pleasures, let me have it for you, you know. Vishayabe priti ache achaya amar sei mata priti hoike charane tomar, to your lotus feet, you know. Vipade sampade taha tatuka samabhave dine dine vruddhi hoika namera prabhave. Pashu pashi pakshi hoye thaki swarge vaniraye tava bhakti raho bhakti vinodaridaya. So what I think he is saying, that whatever it may be, let me be a whichever body I am, let me always have, you know, devotion to your lotus feet, you know, and bhakti. So we have this, so till now we have seen that this root cause of this inauspiciousness is material desire, and this material world, all of us were suffering, and Prabhupada mercifully opened his hospitals. The problem is, we come to the hospital but we get diverted, either, you know, blasting other patients, or, you know, chit chatting or doing something else, and then we forget to take medicine or forget to meet doctor. So we have to keep reminding ourselves, the medicine which Prabhupada gave is of that of a holy name. And if we take this, then all this inauspiciousness will go. And then we also saw that how Krishna is Ashubha Ashaya Dhumaketu. He will destroy all inauspicious inclinations if we take shelter of him. And then we saw that how Hari means, he will take away all inauspiciousness and he will give us love of Krishna. And then also we saw the prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which prays that, you know, sincerely to get taste for holy name and attraction towards Lord. So this is a nice prayer. It says, if you, you know, try to repeat after me, Bhumau skalita padanam Bhumi reva vashishyate Tvai jata aparadhanam Tvameva sharanam prabho. So this devotee is praying that when a child, while walking, falls on the ground, what he does? He takes shelter of the same ground, gets up, and again start walking. So same way, O holy name, O Lord, I am committing so many offenses, but I don't have any other shelter than you yourself. So please, please, please bestow your causeless mercy on me and let me chant this holy name more sincerely. So with this prayer, I'd like to stop. Any comments, questions, corrections? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, so actually for each for this working of this universe, there are different ages, and there are personification, like for Mother Ganga, there is, you know, personification of Mother Ganga. So same way, there is a person who is in charge of this age of Kali, who does all this. So in Bhagavatam first canto, we see that he was dressed as a king, but he was killing, rather beating a bull and a cow. He was cutting their legs. So so this is like, you know, we say he's a person, but he has that, you know, service of punishing all these souls who could not get through these three ages. So they have to, you know, suffer. So Krishna has created this particular personality for there, and then he represents this, you know, quarrel and hypocrisy. Okay. Maharaj would like to comment on this. Is he Vaishnava? What? Or?
No, I understand. Anyone who manifests low, degraded, evil.
Anyone who manifests evil, low, degrading, condescending, hostile mentality that wants to hurt, to harm, to push down, this is the personality of Kali. It doesn't mean it has to be a person. Of course, there is a person, the personality of Kali. The Lord Shiva's wife is the personality of Kali. She has all those qualities, but she uses them usually to destroy demons. That is her main thing. But the thing is that when a person who wants to achieve or attain or acquire Krishna consciousness, if he's manifesting those qualities, that is not in his best interest. Actually, it holds him back. Because if he's looking at others with envy, with condescension, with hostility, with a desire to harm or to hurt, that will not help him. So that is what is Kali. Kali is that which is bad and evil, no good, and takes us down. And Krishna is what is the very opposite. It takes us up, makes us go to blessedness, kindness, sweetness, goodness. All of those things is what the personality of Krishna. So therefore, it is basically a tendency, as you were talking, a characteristic which can be changed and eliminated. Or it can be worsened if one forgets his path and position. Is that clear?
Okay. Any other comment? Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.